Let's get going. And today we will take a look back at the year in employment law. And we will start with the Affordable Care Act. And then we will move from there to the provision of same-sex benefits by political subdivisions. And I have exciting breaking news for you on each of those topics. And then we will switch gears and do our typical federal and state employment case law update. And if there's a theme from this presentation, if there's a theme from this look back over the year in employment law, I would say that that theme is dissension and disagreement. There is a lot of controversy and a lot of unhappiness and a lot of disagreement in employment law right now. So let's begin, using that theme, taking a look at the ever-controversial Affordable Care Act. And although that act has been on the books for quite some time now, I don't think the controversy is even close to over. As I have been in Austin this whole week attending the TASBO conference and then this conference, I've been away from my two little kids and I've been away from my normal TV, Jake and the Neverland Pirates and Doc McStuffins, and I've been watching much more educational programs like Jimmy Fallon lip-syncing with Paul Rudd, and I keep seeing the same TV commercial over and over again, and it's a commercial for David Dewhurst and that he is comparing the Affordable Care Act to a food fight in a high school cafeteria. Has anybody seen that commercial? I don't know if it's here in Austin only or if it's in Houston, and I'm just not seeing it because they don't play it on Disney Junior. But I think we can safely say that people are still very angry about the Affordable Care Act. Nevertheless, it's the law, and we're going to talk about it today as an update to employment law. And I want to give special thanks to this part of the presentation to Corey Rush from my office and Holly Murphy from TASB. I can safely say that everything I have learned on this topic, I have learned from the two of them. I will not do it justice, and I encourage you who want more information on this very deep topic to go and seek out a presentation from Holly or Corey, because they truly are bona fide experts on this topic and many others. So thank you, Corey and Holly.